Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to be continuing and concluding on our subject of knowing that God will give you the victory. Now at Hebrews 6:12, it says, "Be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." The word patience here is a different word in the Greek. It is the word makrothumia, which means long-suffering. So this says through faith and long-suffering inherit, or the word inherit is actually a present tense verb meaning are inheriting the promises, showing the process of obtaining the promises of God. So through our faith put in operation and through long suffering in the face of the circumstances that haven't changed yet, we are inheriting the promises of God as we're putting our faith in operation. Now it's also important, as Hebrews 10:35 says, that you cast not away, therefore, your confidence that has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive or carry off the promise. You and I must keep confidence, maintain confidence as you are keeping your faith in operation. It will bring forth a great recompense of reward. But you're going to have to be steadfast that after you've done the will of God, steadfast in your mind, because the enemy's going to try to work against it. Then, as you're steadfast, you'll be able to carry off the promise. Another thing that's important is you need to know that if you're going to get the victory, you got to know that the angels are working on your behalf. In fact, you can put them in operation. Hebrews 1:14 speaks of the angels that are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation. Well, who are the heirs of salvation? You and I are. And what do the angels do? They go and minister for us, the heirs of salvation. And you're going to put them into operation through prayer and or confession of the word. In Matthew 26:53, Jesus said that he could pray to his Father, and he would presently give him more than 12 legions of angels to come on the scene and deal with the situation he was dealing with. Of course, he was giving himself into the hands of the enemy to go to the cross in Matthew 26. But notice that he said he could pray to the Father, and the Father would send the angels to minister on his behalf. Well, you can do the same thing. You can pray to the Father in the name of Jesus and see the angels of God come to minister for you on your behalf. In Psalms 103, verse 20, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength." The word excel means they're mighty and powerful. They excel with great might and power and strength, and they do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. When you speak his word, Jesus takes that word and confesses it before the Father for the release of the promises, and confesses it before the angels that go forth to carry out the promise of God and to do the warfare against the enemies. They hearken unto the voice of the word, they do his commandments, they excel in strength, and they will see the victory come forth as you continue to speak the word and pray without ceasing. This brings us to the next point. If you're going to get victory, you got to learn how to pray accurately and effectively. In John chapter 16, in verse 23, Jesus said, "In that day you shall ask me nothing." That means we're not to pray to Jesus ever. We don't pray to Jesus. We don't ask him anything. It's amazing how there's so many pastors and Christians out there that are praying to Jesus. That is error. Their prayers won't even get above the ceiling. In that day, talking about the day after the resurrection, this is John 16:23. In that day, the day after the resurrection, you shall ask. That word means to ask or to request. You're going to ask and request of Jesus nothing. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Who are we now going to pray to? In the New Testament, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. It's also significant that the word ask is a different word in the Greek when we speak of asking of the Father. When it said, "Ask me nothing," speaking of asking of Jesus, it means to ask or request as a favor. But this next word here, where it says, "Whatsoever you shall ask the Father," the word ask is aiteo, a different word in the Greek, which means a demand of something due. You and I are going to make a spiritual demand of what is due us of the Father in the name of Jesus, and he, speaking of the Father, is going to give it to you. Why do we make a spiritual demand of what's due us? It's because all the promises of God have already been given to us. Remember, we already have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Remember that all the promises of God are yea and in Him, amen, and that you and I are to pray the Word of God, the promise that's already been given to us, and that's what we do to the Father. So we make a demand of what's due us by returning the Word to the Father in the name of Jesus, and He'll give it to us. John 16:24 goes on and says, "Hitherto," which means up to this time, "have you asked, aiteo, made a demand of what's due us, nothing in my name. Ask, make a demand of what's due us again, aiteo, and you shall receive that your joy may be full." The word receive is a Greek word lambano, which means to take hold of. So John 16:23 and 24 literally says this, "In that day you shall ask and request of me," speaking of Jesus, "nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall make a demand of what's due you of the Father in my name, He will give it to you. For hitherto, or up to this time, have you made a demand of what's due you of nothing in my name. Now make your demand of what's due you, and you shall take hold of it, that your joy may be full." That's the way we pray in the New Testament. We're going to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We're going to make a spiritual, legal demand of what's due us as we pray the Word of God, not the problem. Pray the Word of God, and then you take hold of that promise with thanksgiving. Hebrews 4:16 says that now we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The word obtain, lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of. So you and I are to take hold of God's mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. 1 John 3 speaks of us having confidence toward God when our heart is right before Him because we've confessed our sin and have a heart that's right with the Lord. And then verse 22 says, "Whatsoever we ask, aiteo, make a demand of what's due Him, we receive, lambano, take hold of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." If you are going to get the victory, you've got to keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight, walking in line with His word. Again, if there's sin in the camp, you're not going to get victory over your enemies whatsoever. But you and I are going to pray the Word of God and then take hold of the promise of God. In fact, 1 John 5:14 and 15 tells us something very important. This is the confidence that we have in Him, and God wants you to have this confidence, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. This word aiteo that we've been talking about, which means a demand of something due, it is used four times or a form of it in these verses. It literally says, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we make a demand of what's due us of anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we've demanded that is due us, we know that we have the demands that were due us, that we made a demand that were due us of Him. This is why you're to pray the Word of God and have absolute confidence and know that He's heard your prayer. In fact, know that you have the demands that you made a legal demand of Him as you prayed the Word of God and took hold of that promise. And then as you take hold of the promise, you keep on speaking that into being until it's manifest. Hebrews 4:14 says, "Seeing we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." The word hold fast is in the present tense, meaning we continually hold fast our profession. The word profession is the word homologia, which is the same word as confession, which means to say the same thing. So we continually hold fast saying the same thing of the Word of God, keep speaking it into being until we see the promise of God come to pass. Remember, with our heart we believe the Word of God unto righteousness, and with the mouth, that's what we release our faith with, confession is made unto salvation, resulting in our salvation, our healing, our deliverance, our preservation, our peace, our victory, our safety in our life. God wants you to pray, and remember, when we pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. We pray with all manner of prayer continuously until we see the desired results. Now, you are able to get the victory in every area of your life. Another thing that's important is in Ephesians 6:10-11, where it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." The word strong means inwardly strengthened or inwardly empowered. And in the power of His might, the word power is a Greek word which refers to an outward manifestation of power with His mighty force. In other words, you are to be inwardly empowered and strengthened in the Lord and manifesting the power of God with mighty force out of you. How are you going to do that? By putting on the whole armor of God. Put on means to clothe yourself with the whole armor of God. You do that through the word in your mind, the word in your mouth, the word in your heart, the word directing your steps, the word that you're going to speak to extinguish the fiery darts of the wicked one, the word that you're going to speak to bring the promises into being, the word that you're going to speak as a sword to conquer the enemy in your life. And as you put on this whole armor of God with the word active and operative in your life, you're going to be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. 1 John 4:4 says, "You're of God, little children, and you have overcome or conquered them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world." The greater one lives on the inside of you, and you are well able to conquer the enemy, Satan, who is in this world. 1 John 15:57 says, "Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The word giveth is in the present tense. And this is a verse declaring what God is doing for us now. He is giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ as we're putting our faith into operation. So thanks be unto God who is giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ as we're working our faith, conquering the enemy, and taking hold of the promise of God. James 1:22 says that you and I are to be doers of the word, not hearers only, otherwise we deceive our own selves. If we'll look into the perfect law of liberty, and if we'll continue therein, and we're not a forgetful hearer, but we're a consistent doer of the word of God, a doer of the work, then we're going to be blessed in our deeds. God wants you to have the victory. Got to know the word. Got to put the word first place. Know you're more than a conqueror. Overcome all sin. Engage in this spiritual battle. Be sure that you are denying yourself, you crucify the flesh, walk in the ways of the Word of God, you're going to overcome any temptations, you're going to take your thoughts captive, you're going to think on good things, speak forth the Word of God, you're going to cast out these demons and break these inherited generational curses, you're going to use your authority and drive the enemy out continually, you're going to fight this good fight of faith and war a good warfare, and you're going to press into the victory as you use force and violence, working your faith continually, and as you're steadfast, maintaining hope, long-suffering, suffering in the face of the circumstances, putting your angels into operation, maintaining confidence in the Lord, and praying accurately to the Father in the name of Jesus, making a demand of what's due you as you pray the Word of God, and taking hold of the promise of God, and you do it with thanksgiving, and you maintain confidence, holding fast your confession as you get empowered within and releasing the mighty power of God with great force, you are going to see that you're going to conquer the enemy because the greater one's in you, and he is giving you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ, always causing you to triumph, and he will crush Satan under your feet as you are a consistent hearer and doer of the Word of God. Know that God will give you the victory as you do what he says. Be a consistent doer of the Word of God. As I close today, we have a CD or DVD on this subject called Know That God Will Give You Victory. The CD or DVD is available for $4 postage paid. If you'd like to get it, give us a call at 602-279-5212. Again, Know That God Will Give You Victory, CD or DVD, $4 postage paid. Again, that phone number, 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.